About 1% of the adults in countries like the UK have epilepsy. This is a neurological condition that occurs when groups of nerve cells adopt abnormal patterns of electrical activity that then become generalised across the brain, causing the sufferer to lose consciousness. Usually, the seizure is self-limiting, and after a short time, the brain resets itself to a normal neuronal firing pattern and the patient recovers. But sometimes, a life-threatening condition called status epilepticus takes hold, and the fit persists. Why this happens, though, wasn't known. But now, Catherine Woolley has found that the hormone estrogen might be to blame.
We tested two new ideas. The first is that seizures stimulate the synthesis or production of estrogens in the brain. And the second is that estrogen synthesis in the brain during a seizure fuels that seizure, making it worse. And if this were true, that would give us a novel handle that we could use to control that seizure activity.
Now, is this estrogen which is coming from, say, the ovaries in a female, or is this estrogen being made elsewhere in the body?
No, this is not estrogen coming from the ovaries. This is actually estrogen that is synthesized directly within the brain.
And what do we think those estrogen molecules made in the brain do?
It's actually been a long-standing question what neurosteroid estrogens might be doing in the brain. There has been, until now, only circumstantial evidence that neurosteroid estrogens actually are synthesized in the brain, and now we know that seizures are one of the circumstances in which they are synthesized, and one of the roles that they play is to promote neural activity during that seizure. So our hypothesis was that seizures initially stimulate estrogen synthesis in the brain, and that sets up a feed-forward loop that we then might be able to break by inhibiting the synthesis of estrogens.
And so that would be in keeping with this condition that's called status epilepticus, where you see an individual who has a fit, but then they keep fitting. The seizure does not extinguish itself.
That's right. So status epilepticus is a condition that is considered to be a neurological emergency. It happens when a person has a prolonged episode of seizure activity that lasts for 5 minutes or longer, or when seizures occur in such quick succession that the person isn't able to regain consciousness between them.
So how did you actually explore this? What did you do to try to find out whether it is down to estrogen doing this?
One experiment was to measure estrogen levels in the brain before and during seizure activity using a technique called microdialysis. And we found that when animals are having seizures, estrogen levels increase in a part of the brain called the hippocampus, which is very commonly involved in seizure activity.
So that would fit in the first instance, if you excuse the pun. We've got a situation where in the context of seizure activity, levels of estrogen go up. But does that prove that the estrogen is causing the seizures to be maintained, or merely that it's a bystander effect?
That alone does not prove any causal relationship between the neurosteroid estrogen synthesis and seizure activity. To investigate that question, we used a drug called an aromatase inhibitor that blocks the synthesis of estrogens. And we gave that aromatase inhibitor just at the beginning of a seizure and found that inhibiting estrogen synthesis dramatically weakened seizures, made them much less severe. And this drug was effective either if we gave it directly into the brain or if we gave it IV, that is inhibiting estrogen synthesis throughout the body.
Might it not be, though, that that molecule, as well as inhibiting the production of estrogen, happens to naturally be an anticonvulsant drug, and it just stops the seizure for some other reason, nothing to do with estrogen?
One way that a person can assess whether a drug is working through the mechanism that one anticipates is to use two different drugs with different chemical structures. They have in common that they do the same thing. In this case, inhibit the aromatase enzyme, And we did find that two different aromatase inhibitors had the same effect of suppressing seizure activity.
Therefore, would this suggest that this could be quite a useful mechanism in the clinic if we can administer agents like this or exploit this mechanism to get better control of patients who have poorly controlled epilepsy?
That's my hope. Aromatase inhibitors are clinically used now. In fact, we used one that is used now to treat breast cancer. And so aromatase inhibitors are generally safe to use. And I'm optimistic that aromatase inhibitors might indeed be a way to control neural activity during a seizure in a way that is targeted more toward seizure activity than current anti-seizure medications are targeted.
Northwestern University's Catherine Woolley.